Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to you.
The only way to fight against unbelief is to walk in His ways, using His word to combat those unbelieving thoughts that come into your head. The basic thing is, do you believe God loves you? Rick asked me that this morning. Do you believe God loves you? And that can be a hard question for people to answer, because I believe God loves me. But when I pray, do I believe that He's going to heal me? Because He loves me. Or do I doubt because I'm not worthy? You have to look to Him and His ways and put off that doubt. Put off that unbelieving spirit that wants to consume you. The ways of the world, the ways of your flesh, those things that you naturally desire. Put them off. Receive the truth and walk in it. They will know you are my disciples by your love one for another. If you obey His commandments, that is how He knows you love Him. We constantly tell our child, when she tells us she loves us, do what you're told. That shows me you love me. It's Mother's Day today. My daughter wanted to do something for me. She wanted to go and take me to McDonald's for an ice cream. That's a sweet thought. I appreciate it. But I don't care about a McDonald's ice cream. I care that she does what I tell her when I tell her. That is the most pleasing thing to me as a parent, when she obeys me and does what I tell her. All the little superfluous things, I mean, does it please me when she wants to do something nice for me? Yes. But the nicest thing she can do for me is obey me. I know that is the nicest thing I can do for my husband. The best thing, the biggest blessing to my husband is when I obey what he asks of me. That is the first thing the Lord wants from us. Do that which He has required of us, that He has put before us to do. I don't know about other people, but I always look to, well, it's got to be bigger than that. It's got to be this. There's got to be more to what He wants me to be doing than just be a wife and a mother. That's little, piffly. Well, no, actually, it's a huge responsibility. It is a laundry list of, it's not about you. It's not about, as my husband has been drilling through my brain the last week, your agenda. It's not about your agenda. It's about Him and His agenda and His priorities. The littlest things that the Lord requires of us are sometimes the hardest for us to do, because it's yet about us and not about Him.
Thank you, Sue. I have a small confession to make. I forgot to record it.
Praise the Lord.
I got the end of it. That important part about being obedient to your husband. We need to get that. I got that fine, but that first part, I missed it. I apologize for not being conscientious enough to get that recorded for you. Not all of it. So I apologize. Okay, so I'm going to turn to Matthew chapter 6. The fact that we have been hearing a lot about agenda is not surprising to me. Because we cannot accomplish what the Lord has for us to accomplish if our agenda is not His. What's critical to understand is that you can't have two agendas.
Amen.
You can only have one. To think that you can have two agendas and be successful in that is fantasy. It does not work. And Jesus says this in Matthew, he says in 24, chapter 6, 24. And I'm going to go back up to 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. This is a truth, and you cannot argue with it. Or you can try, but you're wrong. When you choose to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the commitment that is being made is for your whole life, your whole heart, your whole existence. It's not for part of it. It's for all of it. You are choosing to surrender your will, your desires, your wants. You are choosing to surrender all of that and to receive His wants, His desires, and His will for your life. If that wasn't made clear to you when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let it be made clear now. And then choose, will you make that commitment for the Lord? Anything short of that, and you have taken the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Now, the world and the enemy has done a tremendously effective work against that principle. The modern church today preaches a gospel that is not all about Jesus. They preach a gospel that is all about you and His obligation to serve you. That is not what Christianity is about. Christianity is about His service to His Father by dying on the cross that brought redemption to you and to me, and our choice to receive that, surrender our lives and our existence, and put on His mind, His will, His desires for us. There is no space for you to serve yourself and serve God. It will not work. And I will tell you that every time, if that is where you are, that every single time, you will always choose yourself. Always choose yourself. As I was listening to Brother Davies' sermon this morning, this intense fear of God came over me. And praise God for that. Because as much as I know this to be true, there are yet areas in my life that the Lord shines a light on and says, that needs to change. And then there is the choice that I have, which is to receive that correction and thank God for it, or reject it and defend myself. A few weeks ago, I preached a sermon about the second sin. See, the first sin was they ate the apple, or not the apple, pardon me, that's folklore, I apologize. They ate the fruit of knowledge between good and evil. The second sin was they tried to cover it up. And that is what the modern church today does. They are nothing but manufacturing plants for fig leaf garments. And they hand out justification when you walk in the door. That is the recipe for hell. The truth is, you are guilty. The truth continues that Jesus paid the price. And his grace is sufficient if you will receive it. If you will put off the old man and put on the new man in Christ, then there is therefore now no condemnation. See, I go over, it's probably going to be short today. The other scripture that comes to mind to me is over in James, as I was listening to Brother Davey this morning. It's here, I know it is. Here it is. No, excuse me, not James. Hebrews. And if you've been around the ministry for a while, you probably know most of this one by heart. But Hebrews 4 says this: Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. That's what we were hearing about today. Knowing about the gospel, great. But if you don't mix it with faith, it profits you nothing. Saying you have faith, big deal. Demonstrating your faith is the proof that you have faith. And that demonstration comes through the power of God. You will walk and demonstrate the power of God in your life if you believe God. If you don't believe God, then you won't demonstrate the power of God in your life. You will demonstrate the power of you. That's the short and long of it. The scripture that Brother Davey referenced in Isaiah was about how God's ways are not our ways. Look, if you find yourself deficient, then go to the Lord. Ask forgiveness and turn. I mean, that admonition is given all throughout the New Testament, too. Seek him while he may be found. That's the Old Testament. The New Testament, the Lord is at hand. John, 1 John, it talks about if you sin, ask forgiveness. And what is that sin? It's unbelief. Sue, you mentioned something about the simplicity of serving God. Something along those lines. Well, a bunch of people came up to Jesus, and this is in the Gospel of John, and they said, you know, what do we have to do the works of God? And he gave them the simplest answer. Believe on him who he has sent. That's it. It's not more complicated than that. Man makes that more complicated. God made it very, very simple. Believe on him who he has sent. That's it. If you don't know what that means, do you think he wants to keep that from you? No. He wants you to know what that means. He wants you to understand that so that you can do it. Seek him. Bible says if you seek, you'll find it. If you knock, it'll be open. If you ask, he's going to give it to you. What good thing that he has that if you're seeking it, he's not going to give it. In Romans, it says, forgive me for screwing it up, but he says, if he did not withhold his own son, why is he going to withhold this other stuff? You know, the question I've asked people over and over and over, do you believe Jesus loves you? It's amazing how at the core, so many people don't believe that. And how do I know they don't believe it? You just got to look at them. You look and if they continue to walk in unbelief, they don't believe it. They just don't believe it. How do you know if someone believes God is able? Because they demonstrate a belief that God is able. Amen. We are at a time. Oh man, we are at a time. And if I were to confess how I feel, I would say that I find myself completely and utterly devoid of any ability to be successful in anything God is asking me to do. That's how I feel. But praise God, the success of his work is not dependent on how I feel. Or my ability to accomplish it. It is dependent on his ability to accomplish it, and my choice to simply believe that he is able. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know, but I'm not afraid because I know he is able. I know he's able. I don't care that I don't feel that. I came to the conclusion a long time ago that I'm never going to feel that because feeling is tied to my flesh, which doesn't love God, will never love God, will never become subject to God. But my spirit knows that he is able. And that's what I follow after. That's what I choose to serve. And that's what I choose to believe, that God is able. Don't let yourself be sucked into the lie that you can have two agendas. Don't let yourself be subject to how you feel. But trust and believe in the one true God, Jesus Christ.
Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek, and when Your eyes are on this child. Your grace abounds to me. Your grace abounds to me. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to you.
You know, if that hasn't been true in the past, decide to make it true right now.
Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.